From Hollywood, the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show for Hormel and Spam.
Crazy people. Spam, rebop, boom, spam. George Burns, Gracie Allen. Our show and his orchestra. We're singing glee with a smoothie sweet. Last but not least, with Bud Heaston.
To bring the family to the breakfast table in a hurry. You don't have to yell or beat on the wall. Just serve Spam with eggs, the breakfast hit of the nation. When those slices of Spam start sizzling in the pan, the family will come down the stairs two steps at a time. And when they taste the meaty, juicy flavor of Spam, you will be classed as the best cook in the land. Serve Spam with eggs tomorrow. It's so easy. Open the Spam can, cut off slices of this delicious meat, and fry quickly in a hot pan. And there's a real breakfast that makes husky appetites say, "That's for me." And notice the other recipes on the label of the Spam can. You'll discover Spam is grand for lunch, served cold, or baked for dinner. Ask for S-P-A-M Spam when you shop tomorrow. And here they are, our Spam family's gift to America, George and Gracie.
Thank you very much. Why, Gracie, you look very pretty tonight.
I know. I got up late, had breakfast in the bathtub, and I was saying to myself,
You had breakfast in the bathtub?
Yeah. Well, that way you can eat and wash the dishes at the same time.
That's a cute little idea.
Yeah, isn't it? Mm. So I was saying to myself, I said, for a change, it would be nice if we did a musical comedy tonight. So I wrote one.
You've written a musical comedy?
Yeah, words by Gracie Allen and music by me.
I see. You collaborated.
I may have. I got so tired, I didn't know what I was doing.
I didn't know you wrote music.
Well, I really don't, but while my sister Bessie was correcting my spelling, her pen leaked and made a lot of ink spots in the paper, and we couldn't erase them.
So
we put little tails in the spots, and you should hear how nice they sound when Bessie plays it.
Gracie, were you born an imbecile?
No, a nudist.
What's the name of this musical you wrote?
Well, it's about King Henry VIII.
I see.
It's called The Exciting Lives of King Henry's Wives, or When Things Got Dull, He Sharpened His Knives.
That's a cute bit of poetry.
Ah, poesia. Che romantico, che divino, che schifo. A me mi gusta mucho la poesia.
Every week that goes on, yes. What is it, Senor Lee?
I like poultry.
You like poultry?
Si, senor, like simple semen, meta peemen.
Just a minute. Simple semen, meta peemen?
Si.
What is that?
A nursery rhyme.
It's not semen, a nursery rhyme. It's not semen, it's Simon. It's not pimen, it's pimen. It's not rim, it's rhyme. You know, between you and Gracie, I feel like going away for a long rest.
Well, I hope you enjoy the tripe.
Well, never mind. Just read what's in the script. So, Gracie, you wrote a musical about King Henry VIII, huh?
Yes. He has six wives, and every Thursday in November, he chopped off another head.
Every Thursday in November?
Yeah, he didn't know when Thanksgiving was either.
Well, some stuffing, I'll say.
Well, anyway.
That's a joke. That's all I've got.
All of Henry's wives were glamorous. They all look like that movie actress, Lamar, except for one thing.
What's that?
No heady.
Neither have you.
Now, I'll give out the parts. Now, Bud, Can you play the part of a lover?
Cold or hot, you've hit the spot.
Okay. Now, you're a prince vassal, and you steal away all the king's wives. You know how to do that, huh?
Yes, I offer him a can of Spam.
Oh, that'll do it. Artie.
Yes, Gracie.
Would you like to play Henry VIII?
Well, gee, I got a wedding job on the 8th. Can't we make it the 15th?
Gracie, I'll play Henry VIII.
Oh, good. And Artie is going to be the king's royal advisor, the Earl of Castor.
Earl of Castor?
Or vice versa.
Okay, Artie, it looks like you'll be in my cabinet.
Now, where's the sound man?
That's another joke.
Sound
I like
man.
That better than the stuffing joke.
Sound man.
Yes, Miss Allen.
We're going to do King Henry VIII. You know how to act.
During my 4 years at Harvard, I might say I was considered quite a thespian.
Don't change the subject. You know how to act.
You know, that's almost the same thing, you know.
The last time I played in Henry VIII, I had women kneeling at my feet.
You did?
Yes, they lost their heads over me.
What part did you play?
The executioner.
This kid is really a killer. Well, you've got the job. Gracie, what part are you going to play?
I play all Henry's wives.
But he had 6 wives. How can you play so many?
I play them 1 at a time. That's the way Henry played them.
You did, huh? All right, bud. On with the play.
Presenting Gracie Allen's strange musical interlude, Henry VIII.
We'll take you on a musical excursion. We ask you for your confidence and faith. We're gonna give you Gracie Allen's version of Shakespeare's Henry VIII.
I'm King Henry VIII.
He is the king, he is the king.
I'm the monarch of all I survey.
Hey, hey!
I behead the wife who dares to disobey.
Hey, hey!
And King Henry was the first one to say, a chop a day keeps the wife away.
I'm the king's advisor, the king is very nice. He takes me here and he takes me there, he took my women twice. He'll take everything I've got, but he won't take my advice. Wham!
I am the king's executioner.
He is the king's executioner.
My job is wielding the axe.
And he makes a lot of awful funny cracks.
I am known as Brazil the Prince.
He's the prince, he's the prince, he's the prince.
I'm the one who makes King Henry wince.
He's a prince, he's a prince, he's a prince.
Though he has a wife for every day, here's what causes Henry's great dismay. Basil is the guy who steals them all away.
He's a prince, he's a prince, he's a prince.
One little, two little, three little, four little, five little, six little wives. That's the number of the wives that Henry has. And all of them led merry, merry lives.
The first one's name was Kate.
That's me.
And I gave her the gate.
That's me.
The next one's name was Anne.
That's me.
I put her on the pan.
That's me.
The third one snored in bed.
That's me.
Next day she lost her head.
That's me.
Oh, I'm King Henry.
He said King Henry.
Oh, ho, 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 King Henry the Eighth.
Your lover is outside.
Which one?
Prince Basil, good queen.
Oh, the cute one.
He's so handsome. He has a Roman nose.
Yeah, and his eyes wander, too. Send him in. Enter, Prince Basil.
Ah, my queen, I've been dying to see you. I kiss your hand.
Oh, Basil, that's the lady in waiting. I'm the queen.
Oh, pardon me, I got my helmet on backwards. my queen, I've been dying to see you. I kiss your hand, too.
Please, that's all. It tickles.
Catherine, I understand you and the king aren't getting along.
No. He killed my great love.
He did?
Yeah, he found out who he was and shot him.
Come, my beloved queen, elope with me before the king has you too beheaded.
Prince, do you know what you are saying?
Yes. Come, I will take you to a place where we'll be free from care and trouble, where we will find sunshine instead of sadness, A place where there is music, gaiety, love, life, and romance.
Oh, that'll be wonderful. I've never been to Catalina.
Meanwhile, in another part of the palace, we find King Henry pacing the floor, worrying about the Queen's not exactly platonic friendship with Prince Basil.
Well, this is a fine state of affairs. Where's my royal advisor?
Here I am, Your Highness. I just got back from the bandstand.
Stick the watch there. Where's my royal advisor?
Ah, I see. Just got back from Nottingham.
That's
Nottingham.
Better. Nottingham. Mm.
Yeah.
What? Got back from Nottingham, huh?
Yeah.
What were you doing there?
Nottingham.
For that crack, I, the king, will knight you and give you a new coat of arms.
A new coat of arms?
Two clarinets crossed with an ear of corn under them.
Her Majesty the Queen.
Hello, Henry. Did you send for me?
Speak up, Queen. What is this I hear about you and Prince Basil making love?
Well, what if I have?
Well, that's bad. And I'm surprised.
Well, I'm surprised, too. I thought it was pretty good.
Frankly, Queen, as a lover, how is this Basil?
He's colossal.
He is? Well, wait till I get my hands on him.
Now, watch out, King. He's very strong.
Strong? Basil?
He can wrestle any vassal in the castle.
He can?
Yassel.
Yassel?
You should feel his mastle.
That's telling the old fassel.
Silence. Look, if you people don't stop with these silly rhymes, I'll jump out of the window.
Senor Burns.
What is it?
Now you're cooking with gasol.
Oh, quiet, quiet.
Announcing Prince Basil.
Say, he's prettier than Georgie Jassel.
Well, that's enough of that, Gracie.
Prince Basil, formerly of Stratford-on-Avon, now of Spam on the Table.
Spam?
Loved by millions of women and needs no refrigeration.
Prince Basil?
Your Majesty, I demand an apology. What do you mean I've been making love to your queen?
Hold on, Prince Basil. Who says you've been making love to the queen?
Oh, haven't you heard about it?
So, my queen, this is what happens when I'm away. I left my most trusted knights here to guard you, didn't I?
Yes, Kingy.
Tell me, when I was away, did the days drag?
Yes, Kingy. But oh, those knights.
Send for the executioner. The audacity of that prince. Trying to court my queen under my very nose.
Well, it's the only shady spot in the palace.
Prince Basil, at noon tomorrow, both you and the queen shall rest your heads on the chopping block.
You'd better make it 1 o'clock, sire. You have 2 appointments at noon.
What are they, royal advisor?
Well, at 12 o'clock, you're having lunch at ye olde Brown Derby. And 12:30, you are to proclaim a new tax throughout the land.
And what is this new tax for?
To pay the bill at ye olde Brownie Derby.
Every day the same thing. Nightingale's tongue, truffle, caviar, crepe Suzette and a Tootsie Roll.
Senor Burns, this play here reminds me of the Knights of the Round Stable.
It isn't stable, it's table. Stable is a place that, well, it has kind of a bad odor.
This is Chanel number 5?
Quiet, we're doing a play. Go ahead, bud.
Okay. Ah, sire, if you will spare my life, I promise to bring you a new delicacy to delight your palate.
A new delicacy? Did you say new delicacy?
Yea, sire.
Go, knave, and fetch it. However, should you fail...
Yes?
Don't buy a new hat.
I shall not fail. Farewell.
Announcing the royal executioner.
Your Majesty, I've got an axe to grind with you.
Oh, now please, let's not talk chop.
Smart stuff tonight. Smart job. I finally got it. Executioner, have the guillotine ready by noon.
Yes, sire.
Queen, before I deliver this warrant to the executioner, have you anything to say?
Just a few last words.
Well, say them, and when you're through talking, the executioner will show you a shortcut around the block.
You mean when I stop talking, I get beheaded?
That's the idea.
Oh, well, then there's nothing for me to worry about. So I can save my neck by talking my head off,
that's
huh?
Right.
Well, if I've got to die, I've got to die. Everybody's got to go sometime, but when you've got to go, you've got to go.
Yeah, but you can't talk.
But I can't go now. I've got to live. I've got to live because pretty soon we're going to have another little mouth to feed. And when you've got another little mouth to feed...
Another little mouth?
Yes.
You mean...
Yes. My mother's coming to live with us.
Execution!
Wait,
as the curtain goes down on the first act, the queen is still babbling out her last words. Will the queen be able to keep talking? Will the king give in, or will he? And so the curtain comes down on the first act of Gracie Allen's King Henry VIII. During intermission, you will be entertained by Artie Shaw and his orchestra playing Prelude in C-sharp major.
I said, Daddy, if you don't stop drinking so much liquor, you'll have a terrible head in the morning. My daddy said, well, I'll be better off than you because you won't have any head at all.
Oh, we can't. We can't execute her until she stops talking.
My daddy drank a martini and then he drank another martini.
God, lock the queen in her cell.
Well, that ought to take care of her for a while.
Hark, your royal highness. Listen to those hoofbeats. That must be Prince Basil.
Yes, the gallop is getting closer and closer.
Yeah, who can tell? Maybe next election they'll hit it right on the head.
I'll wager he's brought the delicacy he promised me.
Yeah, I'll wager he has failed.
Announcing Prince Basil.
Your Highness, I brought the delicacy which I promised you. It has not been easy. I have been riding day and night until the seat of my trousers are worn thin.
See, I told you he'd come through. What is this great delicacy?
Spam.
Watch your language in the court, Prince Basil.
But that's the treasure. S-P-A-M. Spam. I've searched far and wide. There's nothing like it. Spam is different.
Different?
Yes, really different. Spam is delicious meat. And you know how you like good meat, Your Highness. I've watched you chawing on those big chunks. But you'll like Spam, Henry. Everybody does.
You interest me, Prince Basil. Go ahead. Tell me more.
Well... Well, as I started to say, Spam is a new combination of meats originated by Hormel, seasoned in a new and better way, and put up in a handier package. In all my travels, I found that Spam has become the most popular new meat item brought out in a generation. Spam is truly a meat of many uses. Yea, verily. You can serve it cold, just as it comes from the can. You can fry delicious slices or bake Spam whole. Yea, verily, verily, Spam has a meaty flavor, a taste fit for a king. And remember, Spam is different because it's a combination of pork shoulder meat to make Spam sweet and juicy, and the ham it takes to give Spam the extra flavor and goodness. Nothing else but those two. And to prove that I have found the real thing, tell all your wives that Spam always tells you about this extra goodness right on the label. Look for this sentence. Pork shoulder meat with ham meat added. Be sure of that. Yea, verily, insist on S-P-A-M Spam when ye shop at Ye Olde Market tomorrow.
Well, I would like to sample the Spam.
Here it is, sire.
Well, it's a very tasty morsel indeed, but quite difficult to chew.
Your Highness, it would ease your chewing somewhat if you were to remove the Spam from the can.
Prince Basil, Spam is a very tasty morsel, and for that I will spare your life. But the Queen must be executed. Guard, open the cell.
Well, I'm bound to think of something, but I'll talk about that.
Quiet.
Right now.
Quiet! Executioner.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Behead this talkative wife of mine and bury her beside a babbling brook.
Yes, Your Majesty. Catherine Parr, here I come. Ready or not, you shall be cut.
Take her away.
If you execute this beautiful creature, I will have you arrested for bigamy. Your other five wives are still alive.
They are? Executioner, why didn't you put those wives of mine to death as I ordered?
Well, Your Majesty, I didn't have the heart to. You see, they're following the adventures of little Abner.
Good night. Six wives under one roof. Do you know what that means?
Three gin rummy games.
Six wives. What do you think of that?
Boy, are you out of the draft.
Send for my wives, one at a time.
Very well, Your Highness.
I better execute them right away or I'll be arrested for bigamy.
Announcing wife number one, Catherine of Aragon.
Hello, Henry. It's good to see you again.
Executioner, to the chopping block.
Yes, Your Majesty. Come on, Catherine.
Oh, Executioner, you can call me Kate as long as you're going to do the necking.
Off with her head. Poor Catherine.
Announcing wife number two, Anne Boleyn.
Oh, hello, Henry. I thought you'd forgotten all about me.
Well, you were my second wife. For 5 years, I thought you were dead.
Oh, thanks, Henry. For 10 years, I thought you were dead.
Executioner! How do you like that? He banked it in the corner pocket.
Wife number three, Jane Seymour.
Hello, Henry. It's nice seeing you, wasn't it?
Yes, Jane, and you're looking very well, didn't you? To the block.
Goodbye, Jane, dear.
Goodbye, Prince Basil.
I'll miss not having your pretty head on my shoulder.
And I'll miss not having my head on my own shoulder.
Executioner!
Shucks, Your Majesty. I wish I could correct that slice.
Wife number four, Anne of Cleves.
Goodbye, Henry.
Goodbye, Anne.
Goodbye, Basil.
Goodbye, Anne.
Before I go, wouldst thou kiss me?
I will.
First, wait till I kiss you.
Executioner!
Your Majesty, I'm getting tired of all of this work. When do I get my day off?
Right after I get my weekend off.
Put a block on the block.
Wife number five, Catherine Howard.
Hello, Henry.
Hello, Catherine.
What's coming off here?
Your head.
Bye, Henry.
Bye, Catherine. Ah, poor me. I'm down to my last wife.
Wife number six, Catherine Parr.
Oh, Hank, you can't kill me. You promised me that as long as I keep talking, you wouldn't kill me. And I'm talking, I'm going to continue talking, so you just can't chop my head off. Darned if you didn't.
Here comes His Majesty. All hail the King.
he would like to say.
I want to say.
All hail the king.
I want to say.
All hail the king.
I want to say.
All hail the king. All hail the king.
I want to say.
All hail the king. All hail the king.
There's something I would like to say.
He'd like to say.
There's something I would like to say.
There's something he would like to say.
There's something I would like to say.
He'd like to say.
There's something I would like to say.
He'd like to say.
There's something, something. Oh, please, you forget that I'm the king. And the king can do no wrong.
The king can do no wrong.
If I bestow a kiss upon a pretty miss, some evening when I'm mingling with the throng, surprised as she might be, she can't get mad at me, 'cause the king can do no wrong.
The king can do no wrong.
I command the queen to sing a song.
King likes to swing hard. When I sing, I've got to sing out all day long. I'm swinging for the king. The king knows the right spot, spends his nights in all the night spots. He's the king who's got to have his swing. He doesn't want to hear you sing about the birdies in the spring. No, sir, it don't mean a thing to the king unless you've got that swing.
The king is ascending the stairs and begs us all to stay. He has something important to say.
My subject...
Ladies, in all my travels, I learned that Spam is absolutely the most popular new meat item brought out in a generation. Yea, verily, you'd be surprised how many families are using it regularly. Now, you've been listening to The Court of Fun with George and Gracie each week. Have you said to yourself, I'm going to try Spam? If you haven't yet tried Spam, now is the time. You're really missing something. Spam is delicious meat. Spam is extra good. Spam is handy to use, convenient to keep on hand. Yea, verily. Go to your food store tomorrow and ask for S-P-A-M, Spam.
Thank you, Bud. Well, Gracie, say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Say, you know, that guillotine sounded pretty real.
Oh, that's a fake. Here, put your head on. Nothing can happen, see?
Really? All right.
Goodnight, folks.
Join us again next week, same time, same station, for another Burns and Allen show with Artie Shaw and his orchestra and the Smoothies. This is Bud Heaston reminding you to remember that cold or hot, Spam hits the spot. Have you tried Hormel Chili Con Carne? Even those who think they don't like chili do like Chili Con Carne the way Hormel makes it, because it's different and everybody likes it. Double your money back if you don't like it. Try Hormel Chili Con Carne tomorrow. This is the National Broadcasting Company.